Chapter 3. Rapture Puzzles. We have to ask ourselves, what's going on here? If there is a rapture, then why? What's the purpose of all this? The answer is clearly stated in 1 Corinthians. Now, this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50. That's our problem. We're saved, yes, by repenting and believing in Christ, but we're saved while still in the flesh, while still corrupted. Flesh and blood itself cannot inherit the kingdom of God. There has to be a major transition that takes place on His imminent return, when the bridegroom Jesus Christ returns with a shout and trumpets blasting to redeem His living bride, the church. For those who have died, His imminent return means resurrection. But for those still living through His return and the redemption of His church, a transformation must take place. Many people are bewildered by the technology and even the metaphysics of how the rapture could occur. Such an extreme idea defies all science as we know it. But then, God created the earth and all that's in it. Is it so unreasonable to believe He can manage the mechanism and technology of our eternal change from corruption to immortality? 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 53. A lesson from Jurassic Park. In our human desire to understand, we might be indebted to Michael Crichton for giving us a possible scenario to understanding the technology of resurrection. He wrote the now classic novel Jurassic Park, in which certain prehistoric creatures were recreated from nothing more than the information contained in DNA samples. In the novel, Crichton describes a mechanism for capturing the DNA. His imaginary science is only relevant to the fact that God only needs a tiny bit of information to resurrect us. Perhaps, who is to say, it is contained in the Book of Life.